Israeli troops massing on the border. More than a million Palestinian civilians in Gaza have been given just 24 hours to leave their homes. The UN says the evacuation is impossible and is warning of the devastating humanitarian consequences of an Israeli attack. More than 1,500 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel launched retaliatory airstrikes a number of days ago. The bombardment follows the weekend's deadly attacks by Hamas on Israel that killed 1,300 people, with 150 hostages taken to Gaza. Najah Shawa works for the aid agency Oxfam in Gaza. She managed to leave early this morning and told the BBC that there had been chaos on the streets.
Everyone is leaving. You're talking about kids, elderly, everyone. The roads are being bombed while we were travelling. Now there is bombing. I'm smelling smoke. What is this madness?
Let's talk now to our correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who joins us from Tel Aviv. Paul, these reports coming in now that people have begun to evacuate, that they have responded to this warning from the Israelis. But of course, it'll be plainly impossible for a million people to evacuate northern Gaza within 24 hours.
Yeah, there'd been a rising expectation of an Israeli ground offensive in Gaza this weekend. And Brian, now it's all but confirmed it's going to take place tomorrow. This demand from the IDF, the Israeli Defence Forces, for a million people to leave their homes, what they're describing it as is an evacuation for their own safety and protection, but pointedly adding that this would allow civilians to distance themselves from Hamas terrorists, using them as human shields. And if in the event of when this operation takes place, as we expect, tomorrow, the IDF said it would make extensive efforts to avoid harming civilians. But just as you heard from that clip there, if people are trying to move south in compliance with this order from Gaza City to the south of the Strip, and there's ongoing shelling and bombing taking place, then it's almost impossible to see how there aren't going to be further civilian casualties. We do know that the World Health Organization has said it's been informed by health authorities inside Gaza that it is impossible to evacuate everyone. It's impossible to evacuate vulnerable hospital patients. And it says, the WHO, that such a move will constitute a death sentence.
What are the Israelis saying about the purpose, the intent of this operation?
Well, what the Israeli Defence Forces did earlier on this morning was to restate the huge impact that the Hamas attack last Saturday had, that it's now saying 1,300 people have been killed, Israelis, more than 3,000 have been injured, that more than 120 families have been told that their loved ones are hostages inside in the Gaza Strip, that more than 6,000 rockets have come from Gaza into Israel. And that statement, like an update that they produce every day, is to bolster their argument that Hamas is a terrorist organization which is intent on one thing, which is the annihilation of Israeli people. And on that basis, it has no option but to destroy Hamas. And that's what the bombardment has been about. And that's what the ground offensive is going to be about, which is basically moving from north of the Gaza Strip south to eradicate Hamas as a threat. That's the logic of what the IDF is saying.
And is Israel saying anything about the consequences of this operation for the 150 Israelis who are being held hostage or who were taken during those Hamas raids and attacks at the weekend?
No, it's not getting into the logistics, just in the same way it's not getting into an investigation into how and why Hamas was able to breach the Gaza border in so many places and cause such absolute chaos. They're saying those are issues for a later day. This is now war, and they're not getting into the details of war. But, I mean, as you said at the top of the programme, Brian, it is such an unbelievable, unprecedented, off-the-scale demand that you make 1 million people, or more than 1 million people, leave their homes within 24 hours and go to another part of the Gaza Strip, which is already suffered huge damage, has no resources, no electricity, no water, no food, no medicine, and what happens then? I mean, just it's really is something else.